This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces battle Hamas militants Thursday in Gaza City as Palestinian civilians flee the area that is the focus of Israeli military operations following a deadly attack by Hamas last month. In addition to the ground fighting in the largest city in the Gaza Strip, Israeli forces have also been hitting the area with airstrikes. The fighting has prompted massive displacement, with the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs saying 50,000 people fled Wednesday for the southern part of Gaza Strip. That figure was by far the highest this week. The UN said a total of 72,000 people had evacuated northern Gaza since Sunday. Israel began opening an evacuation corridor Sunday along the main road connecting the north and south of Gaza. It remains open for 4 hours daily to allow citizens to leave the epicenter of the fighting. The IDF said Wednesday it has extended the corridor for an additional hour because so many people were using it. The UN and other aid groups are providing them with water and high-energy biscuits just south of the line separating the north and south of Gaza. Meanwhile, an Israeli military official Thursday insisted there was no humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The coordination chief for the Israeli military's Kogod agency, Colonel Moshe Tetro, made the comments while speaking to reporters in Netzada, Israel, Thursday.
We know that the civil situation in the Gaza Strip is not an easy one. We know that there are a lot of challenges. We know that there are a lot of difficulties. But I can say that there is no humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. We are in war. We didn't pick up this war. Hamas chose to open this war.
Tetro, whose agency handles civil affairs in Gaza, said the Israeli military was facilitating aid transfers to Gaza sectors such as water, food, medical supplies, and humanitarian aid for shelters. Tetro's remarks came as French President Emmanuel Macron opened a conference on aid to Gaza in Paris Thursday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has warned U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that failure to pass the White House request for a $61.4 billion in aid to Ukraine could result in a victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin within a week. Some Republican lawmakers have objected to additional funding to Ukraine, while the U.S. national debt remains high. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
U.S. aid to Ukraine is running out as U.S. lawmakers run short of time to negotiate President Joe Biden's $106 billion emergency national security supplemental request. Lawmakers are racing to negotiate aid to Ukraine and Israel and funding to border security before November 17th, when a temporary government funding bill runs out. Democrats and some Republicans are arguing that all of those funding priorities should be passed together. But some congressional Republicans are concerned the U.S. is funding a stalemate in Ukraine's fight against Russia, when the money could be better used domestically. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, or APEC, convenes this month in San Francisco, while against what observers say is a backdrop of unprecedented global turmoil. VOA's Elizabeth Lee has more on the agenda and what's at stake at this year's APEC Economic Leaders Week.
From the Israel-Hamas conflict to war in Ukraine, this year's APEC meeting of world leaders is unlike any other in recent history. There are also the potential economic ripple effects of these conflicts. The 21 members of APEC not only differ in their opinions about the conflicts, there are also other sources of friction. There are territorial disagreements in the South China Sea, and tensions continue between the U.S. and China. Against this backdrop, countries will try to find common ground. This is Ali Wine, a senior analyst and expert on U.S.-China relations at Eurasia Group.
The United States and China are going to have to find a way to coexist. Washington isn't going anywhere. Beijing isn't going anywhere. The competition, it'll have its oscillations, but it's a competition that isn't going to have some definitive end.
Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Washington.
The union representing U.S. film and television actors has reached a tentative deal with Hollywood studios to end its strike. Negotiators for the actors union, said the tentative three-year deal provides huge gains for its members. The agreement must still be approved by the union's board and its full membership, but brings to an end the months of labor strife that has hobbled production in Hollywood. Hollywood movie and television writers ended their own strike on September 26th. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.